Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Morning, it's...
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
That's right. Nikki and DeMello aboard on a, well, a cooling trend, possibly. Well, rain tomorrow, they reckon.
Yeah, it's very humid, though. I'm not a fan. It's frizzy hair days.
Yes, these few days. Noticed that, too.
I wasn't going to say anything.
My arm hairs are all right on end. It's quite embarrassing. Looks like Victoria's snap lockdown possibly set to end. I mean, they've had a they had a 24-hour donut period, so that's that's something positive.
Yeah.
Is this going to be 2021, is it?
I don't know. I hope not. Well, the vaccine's rolling out from next week, so I'm hoping that means within, you know, the rest of the year we can kind of start sorting things out.
I don't know. I don't know if that's going to be like a magic bullet, but anyway, we'll shall see.
Well, they're saying it's 100%, what did they say, effective in keeping people out of hospital and death. So it's 80% effective in stopping the virus, but 100% will keep you out of hospital.
Interesting.
So,
that's.
I mean, if
100%, that's a pretty.
Yeah,
it's a pretty confident.
If it's guaranteeing
guess, if
that,
true.
Then I guess we can start to live with it after that.
Perhaps. Property
See
market still going nuts. People are lining up down the street at rental opens, and I'm reading that buyers are now fighting over homes like they're chasing toilet roll.
Yeah.
The REWA president Damien Collins is saying. There's word of like one place in Korean where 200 people turned up to buy it.
Yeah.
So these are reminding people that like they're possibly, if they're getting a bit too FOMO about things, they may live to regret that decision in 6 months' time.
That's the thing, isn't it? As soon as you know someone else wants what you were mildly interested in, it's like now I must have it.
but just maybe, you know, just if you can. I mean, if you're not, you know, in a situation where you need to relocate, then maybe, you know.
I mean, if you love it, go for it. But if it's like something that is kind of fits what you're looking for, but it's not perfect, maybe hold off.
Because who knows? I mean, and if there are people with regrets in 6 months' time, you know, I imagine the market will calm down again and things will,
you won't get your money back if you've paid big bucks.
But if you can hang in there, maybe, you know, for rentals and for purchases.
Yeah.
Speaking of price bumps, I hope you filled up yesterday too, because the average for unleaded is just under $1.60.
Oh, dear.
We'll get into that a bit later on. And into less controversial territory, perhaps. 6,000 Americans were polled on their least favourite pizza toppings.
Oh, the important things.
Mm. What do you reckon was top?
The least favourite.
Least favourite American pizza topping.
Probably pineapple.
Do you know what? It didn't make the top five.
Oh, good. Because it's meant to be on a pizza.
Oh, yeah. I don't think we
My least favourite would be like an anchovy or something.
Number one.
There you
anchovy,
go.
Anchovy. Which, you know, fair enough, I suppose. It's one of those. I mean,
it's acquired taste.
I don't mind it, but, you know, I don't think I ever seek it out on pizza.
No,
but,
you never look for it. If it's there.
If it's there, it's okay. You're like, number two, eggplant. Number three, artichokes. And number four, broccoli.
Broccoli
I
on
think
pizza.
We can all agree.
Who's putting broccoli on a pizza?
Exactly right. Anchovies, pineapple. All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
You are demented if broccoli is going on your pizza. I'm sorry I've said it.
That's wrong, isn't
it? It's not.
Especially, like, what do? You cook it first? Because I feel like the amount of time it takes to cook a pizza is not equivalent to cooking a broccoli. It'd be a crunchy broccoli.
I'm guessing it's not a whole broccoli.
No, but I mean, it's still like you just put it in there to melt the cheese.
I see. Well, I don't
like
know,
the broccoli would be hard still.
These are questions that I'm not equipped to answer. I guess.
Guess we'll never know because I'm never going to put broccoli on my pizza.
No, and if you are offering broccoli on pizza, then stop.
I don't want it.
And the most popular, pepperoni.
Yeah,
of course. Mm-hmm. All the obvious ones there, people. Yep. All right, so now the big questions have been answered. We can move on with the rest of the day.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
Well, domestic basketball is one of the many things that will be launching itself into the Mandurah Aquatic and Rec Centre this weekend, which is normally pretty busy on a Saturday. So, yes, prepare for that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget to do all of the swipey QR code business.
Scanning.
And you can call it that if you want to. And remember, fixtures continue at round eight, which is where we'd be if they'd started at the normal times.
Right.
So just let you know. Following on from Pancake Tuesday, today is Ash Wednesday. Which means Easter is about 6 weeks away. So, you know, I mean, we've already seen the Easter eggs appearing. But
yes, Easter eggs, the hot cross buns.
All well and truly featuring in shops now. And yes, devout Christians may indeed be choosing some variety of fasting today in recognition of Christ's massive 40-day, 40-night fast.
Yeah.
Be more likely to do a 40-day, 40-night feast than a 40-day, 40-night fast.
That you could do that.
That sounds intense. And February 17 is also Random Act of Kindness Day, so there's plenty of ways you can get on board with that just to make things better. You know?
Nice.
Buy some extra food and donate it to charity or...
Yep, just say something nice to someone.
Exactly, like, you know, you've annoyed me less today than you do on most days.
Thank you so much. Yeah,
or
that's
you
so
do,
kind.
Or you don't smell anywhere near as pungent as you normally do. You know?
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Or something like that. They're just examples.
According to Gen Z, if you use the laugh cry emoji.
Right.
You-
Sorry. Really ought to have my phone on silent.
If you're using the laugh cry emoji, you're uncool. Basically.
So hang on. So the laughing crying? As
the laughing crying. This is so funny. I'm crying with laughter.
So it's the crying with the tears face.
Smiling, yep.
Yeah.
According to Gen Z, you're old if you use that.
Right.
All right. Anyone after, well, born after 96 is Gen Zers, if you're wondering, and millennials 81 to 96. So I'm a millennial and I use the cry laugh face and I'm old.
Okay.
Apparently.
So, but basically, so...
So cross it off your list.
Cool people don't use the crying laughing emoji.
No, right? Apparently the Gen Zers have been using the skull face to indicate, I'm dead. That's so funny. I'm dead.
I'm literally dead.
So that's a cool alternative if you wanted to write that down. Okay. Or I'm dying, the same similar thing. The just crying face, the tears, like your gushing, that is also acceptable.
For crying, laughing.
For if it's funny, you can do the proper crying face.
Just crying, dying.
Yeah, dying.
The two words.
Yeah,
that's you don't want to.
Yeah, it is dark. That's what they're into now, apparently. And surprisingly, LOL and LMAO are cool again.
Are they?
So you're allowed to do that if you've just got on board with the LOL.
Well,
if you just found out that LOL isn't lots of love and it's actually laugh out loud, then. It's all good.
Thank you.
You're up with the times.
I'm taking notes here. This is very useful. Now, Japan's Mei University is the first in the world to offer a ninja studies
ninja
degree.
Studies. I would have loved that.
I imagine if he's doing his job right, then you wouldn't see much of the lecturer.
No.
You imagine.
You'd just hear him when he wants you to hear it.
Yeah, that's right. He's probably there just watching you in a creepy kind of way. I wonder if it's a fail if they actually notice you attending the lectures. You know?
Yeah.
You've turned up. Oh, fail.
You failed, sorry.
What exactly, by the way, do you use a degree in ninja studies for, I wonder?
To become a ninja, obviously.
Well, I mean, obviously. I mean, there are already queues of unemployed people with Bachelor of Arts degrees and their skills are vaguely useful. You know what I mean?
I may as well have done ninja class while I was there.
That's right.
97.3 Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
With entertainment news delivered by WA's next state premier, Nikki Parkinson.
Surprise.
Yes.
Thank you. Game of Thrones stars Kit Harington and wife Rose Leslie have welcomed a baby boy. The couple confirmed the news yesterday, saying they're very, very happy, but there's no word on a name yet. Okay. More baby news with Meghan Trainor and her husband Daryl Sabara welcoming their first child into the world. It's a little baby boy as well. Cool. Meghan shared the news on Instagram, writing, "This sweet baby boy's due date was on Valentine's Day. We got to meet him on Monday, February 8th, and they're so in love. Welcome to the world, Riley." Sandra Bullock has joined Brad Pitt and Lady Gaga on the cast of the upcoming flick Bullet Train. I mean, Sandy's proved she's good with fast-moving, out-of-control vehicles.
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
So it should be great for her. The blockbuster is set to be based on the acclaimed Japanese novel of the same name and is said to follow a group of hitmen and assassins as they embark on conflicting missions whilst aboard a train in Tokyo.
I think they called it The Train That Couldn't Slow Down.
February 27 is Pokemon Day.
Is it?
And apparently, and Post Malone will be headlining a free virtual concert to help celebrate 25 years of the iconic franchise. Pokemon announced the news with this clip.
I never would have guessed we would be here today. After 25 years, it's you, the fans, that make all this possible. It's been a wild journey so far. But now we're here. And it feels so good.
It's very over the top.
It is. Apparently there's going to be some music released with it. I'm not sure the details. You have to watch it on February 27. You can watch it on YouTube or Twitch. And Kelly Clarkson, she's unstoppable. Every week she delivers a new karaoke song, doesn't she? And it's great. Yeah. This week she's covered No Doubts, I'm Just a Girl, and it's great.
It's reminding me of Kate Miller-Heidke's stuff on The Masked Singer.
Yeah, it is. She's the queen.
She is.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.